AM, Mobile.
TV, we're back.
Yeah, buddy, I ain't got back.
My food at me.
Come over here.
They had it ready waiting on you. Station, come on in here and join us.
We're saying.
I can ask you the same question.
Oh God, I can't remember his name or his call sign. He used to get on here in the mornings with us. I ain't heard him in a while.
How?
I hadn't heard him in forever.
Either. I'm sort of worried about him.
Where you don't hear someone on the radio, and he was usually fairly regular, a couple times a week. But I think he made it sound like he lived at home with his family already. I mean, there ain't no telling at this point.
Over there in Malden, and he lives by himself. My understanding, he's not married. But last I heard, he was going up north to have to take care of some business and stuff and see family, and I haven't heard nothing out of him since.
Myself, Al, because I know there were days where he'd just get up and ask what the weather was outside. Maybe went and decided to stay with family. I don't know. It is kind of worrying.
The reason he was asking that is because he's blind.
A lot of sense. Man, I tell you, I was on Facebook a couple days ago, and I looked up ham radio equipment and stuff like that. And a lady had her husband's stuff posted on there. Kenwood radio, all kinds of stuff. And she was talking about he passed away back in January. I'm like, man, I hate that. I told my wife, I said, you kind of see that, and you really, like, you don't want to get it because it's something you want. You want to get it, you know, it was used, and, you know, it looked like he took care of it and everything else. And you hate to see her just stuck with it and put his equipment to good use. I thought about sending her a text message, wanted like $3,000 for the radio, had an amp and everything else. I'm like, man, I hate to see that just sit there, and I'm sure he enjoyed it.
My first HF from Silent Keys with her, and I talked to her 3 or 4 times before I decided to buy it to make sure it was legit. You have to be careful.
Yeah, my wife gave me the stink eye anyway when I mentioned this, so. I really don't need another radio, and I already got a base at home, so I just let it be, and hopefully she'll find somebody else that needs a good radio, and that'll get it off of her.
NAP Friday. Yeah, a lot of times people go in and sort of do the widow and not say what the equipment's worth, and then they turn around and sell it and make a big profit.
That, I mean, I can't remember what it was. It's a nice Kenwood radio. It's just got the dial on the front of it. Like, but he had an amp and everything else, desk unit. I mean, it was a fairly nice setup. And it had his call sign. I looked the call sign up on QRZ. It didn't say it was a silent key, but I'm sure, you know, I don't know how they find that out at some point in time.
I don't know.
Hopefully she'll find somebody. But, yeah, I'm curious what will happen with Al. Like I said, that almost is that sounded like, but I don't know.
I'm not in the best of health. I know that much.
By yourself, that'd make that situation even worse. I don't know. How many more houses you got before you get home to drink your coffee?
About 20.
What you gonna do? You gonna go home, get your nap, and then wake up and do field day?
The wife's got to work today. She worked parking services at the university, and summer school freshmen are coming in, and a bunch of them didn't order their parking permits, so she got to be there and help them get set up.
You got the house you sell? Be a good day to get ready for it.
Old coon dog.
That? Shoot, I love my wife to death, but I'll put my headphones in and start practicing Morse code. And I guarantee you, I ain't on there a couple minutes before she comes walking in wanting to talk. And, you know, once I lose track of it, I'm done. I can't. I'm already having a hard time copying, and then when she starts talking, oh, man, I can't do nothing then. I just got to stop and turn it off. And then she starts seeing me take my headphones out. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Just get back to doing what you're doing. I'm like, no, it's too late now.
Turn when I put those headphones on to leave me alone, because I'm not going to pay her any attention whatsoever.
I'm going to have to get the bigger ones, you know, instead of little earbuds that she can't see, I'm going to have to get some big old honking headphones. That way she'll know for sure I'm on the radio or practicing Morse code.
The Hail Pro 7 headset with boom mic, and I tell you what, I paid a pretty penny for them, but they're well worth it. They're very comfortable.
The Hails, I would love to get me one. Either the headphones with the, you know, the boom mic, or just the two separate units. Either one of them I would love to have. I still got to get myself in the habit of getting on a frequency and calling CQ or doing something. Still got a little bit of that. I don't mind answering a POTA or nothing like that. I'm doing good there, but just that, you know, it's just that part of that thing. Like, all right, am I on a good frequency, blah, blah, blah. I come up with all kinds of reasons not to key up the mic and start calling CQ.
Get down and get your feet wet. That's what I had to do. I was the same way. And now, if I'm in a talking mood, I'll holler CQ every now and then and see who I can get. But most of the time, I'm answering other people calling CQ.
Scroll around the bands. I don't always hear it. Now, you hear the guys with the pile-ups. Those are easy to kind of pick out. But just the people calling CQ a few times, those, you have a hard time catching them because they're not very frequent for the most part that I hear a lot of times.
When I did, he was 92, and he lived up north. I can't remember where he lived, but we talked for about a half an hour.
The conversations I enjoy, the, you know, just giving a signal report and jumping off, those are not quite as fun. You know, the POTAs I don't mind because they're supposed to be that way and those guys are activating, but, you know, you just get the pile-ups and the guys, you know, just real quick. I'm just like, I don't know, that don't really appeal to me. I mean, you know, some of the distance contacts at DX, those are pretty neat to be able to make contact, but if it's just another North American station and, you know, it's just a quick signal report in and out, I don't know, I don't really enjoy that much.
I like to bump my gum. You ought to be able to tell that by how much I'm on the radio in the morning.
I know. The bad part is, in all honesty, I don't really do that a whole lot. I mean, I do enjoy getting on the radio now. But, you know, like whenever I get on a PSK, you get those guys that do the exact same thing, and that's like why I enjoy that digital mode, because you get a lot more rag chews on there. FT8's fun for a little while. You can see where your signal goes. But after that, it's just like, no, this ain't much fun anymore.
Can't get into that digital. To me, that ain't radio.
I understand that. The only thing I'll say that's nice is I can still work the radio when the wife's watching Hallmark or something like that. So, because my radio's in the living room with me, sitting beside the couch. And, so if I don't really feel like talking, I can get on like PSK and I can type a message out. I like doing it that way. That's one of the advantages I like. That's one reason I want to learn Morse code, because then you can carry on a conversation. And as long as I can hear it and copy it, I should be able to carry on a conversation the same way. And to me, that takes a lot of, you got to, you know, that's why it's so hard. You got to practice that and get it down pat.
I get it, but it just won't stick in my old head.
Preaching to the choir there. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Listen and wonder. Now, was that a dash or was that a dot?
Exactly that. Now, I've started trying to go back to listen to W1AW, you know, the five word per minute files. You know, because he has, I mean, whoever does that station, they have such awesome code. I mean, it is well done. And so it's very easy to listen. But even on that, there's times where I'm like, oh, man, was that an E or a T? I can't remember. You know, and I'm trying to figure that out, and I just lose several letters, and then I just have to drop it and just keep going.
Picked up on the first letter and the last letter of the word. The two letters in the middle can be in any arrangement, but that's how the mind works. The first letter and the last letter. So you could probably do that and figure out what they're saying.
The truth, I mean, I know that is true, yes. The hard part's getting the first and last letter. So I'll sit there and copy it out, and I'll let my wife read it. It's funny to look at because it's such a garbled conversation. But you can pick out words where I'm like, almost, you know, I got, you know, two or three letters out of five or six, and you can tell what the word is because I'll compare it to what it, you know, the real thing is. And I can see what's there. But, man, there's some, like if he throws numbers out and I'm expecting letters, I am done. I will not get those numbers to save my life. And it's oh, my God, it's such a struggle. But I'm going to get at least 5 words a minute. I'm going to be able to hand copy 5 words a minute, and then I'll at least have accomplished that much. KO4CN.
Held a number from the rest of it.
Numbers are a huge struggle. They really get me. The numbers are a big one. And, you know, some punctuation stands out, and there's other ones where, I get lost. But I got to keep at it. If I don't get it, then I'm going to be so ill. And I've been trying for so long. I mean, even when I got my technicians, I tried. And then when I upgraded to general, you know, I took a break and studied for general. So I'm just going, I got to keep going. I got to get those 5 words a minute down. That is my goal. I got to get it down.
My extra, and I tell you, after you do that for about an hour, you sort of go walking through the house talking to yourself.
I got the ARRL extra book that they put out, and I ain't even took the plastic off of it yet, because I know once I get started, anything and everything else will get put to the wayside, so.
What it takes to get it. I know parts of it, you know, I'm like 85 percentile, and then other parts of it, I'm like 45.
And I heard it's really, really, really technical, which I guess it's supposed to be for it to be the extra class. But yeah, that's what worries me. If I get started on it, I won't do anything else. And, if I get my Morse code down, then I'll probably start studying for it and try to get my extra.
Look at the way they word those questions. I know there was some stuff that was from the tech test that they asked, but the way they ask it, you sitting there going, do what?
Man, I can only imagine. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it when I do finally start, but I probably had that book maybe 2-3 months now, and I ain't even took the plastic off of it yet.
Get when you're ready.
Brand new question, so the good thing is I've still got, several years, right? Have to worry about them changing them again, so we'll do that. Ed, I'm going to head on in the plant. I guess it's about time for me to get these biscuits inside to my people, and then we'll be starting up before long, so. Good luck to you on field day today. Have fun. Hope you make some good contacts, and maybe we'll catch you on the band. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clear when you find them.
You made it in safe. Have a good day at work, and I'll be listening for you today. And when you get home, get it, just jump in there and get amongst them, as I would say. So we'll be listening for you. 7-3, KM4, and they feel be clear.